Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So did you see what was happening in El Paso, Texas earlier? As you had many migrants, as we call them, I guess, they were tearing down the fencing and not respecting at all what the Border Patrol officers were telling them to do, namely, don't break through and keep going. They just did it anyway. Folks, this is a big, big example of exactly the kind of border policy gone wrong that the Biden administration is just loves, by the way. Judging by how they react to all these kinds of things, this is exactly the kind of thing that they want. I don't believe Joe Biden for a minute when he says he wants to fix the border and he just needs the bipartisan, bill and all this other stuff. We just don't buy it. But, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Friday edition. It's here. It's upon us. It's finally Friday. And we're glad that you're there this morning. And we're glad to be here for you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, let us know where you're listening from, by the way. We'll be happy to give you a shout out. All right. We have a lot to talk about on the program. We've got this $1.2 trillion spending package that came out after 3 a.m. yesterday. And, who's up at 3 a.m.? Well, we are, and you are. And so I got to tell you, we're not surprised that it came out at that time, but they're supposed to be voting on it today here on Friday. And so we will see what happens there. Also, we'll be talking about this incident that did happen at the border in El Paso. I mean, this is really, again, indicative of what is going on. The level to which it's getting out of control, and it's a very, very troubling indeed. You know, I did have this one thought, though. I would think the Democrat Party elite, Joe Biden and company, they could put really to the test what they are forcing on America, what they're forcing on Texas, and that is to have this unfettered illegal immigration. There's really going to be no rhyme or reason to trying to regulate it. And if they do try to regulate it, of course, we see what's happening. They go to court. They say, no, this is the federal purview, et cetera, et cetera. So I had this thought. How about for the Democrat National Convention this year that they don't have any – they just call it a no-border convention, a convention with no borders. And that way, anybody could come into the convention, you know, because, well, they're all Democrats, right? We're all one big happy Democrat family. So why not just put your money where your mouth is? And, of course, I'm being absurd to point things out, aren't I? Because they would never, ever, ever consider saying, okay, we'll have a no-borders convention and just mirror America. Just mirror America, then. It's no borders. There are no restrictions. That's exactly what they could do, but they won't. All right. Well, folks, I got to tell you, we've got phone lines lighting up already this morning. We've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater, Mike in Clearwater, is with us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle. Before we get started, I'll do you one better. They should have the Democratic Convention at the border, at Eagle Pass.
I love it.
And then, you know what? Maybe we can round them all up and send them to Mexico and do a remain in Mexico. Don't let them come back. There you go. That's how you handle that. But anyway, Kyle, did you see the other disturbing incident that happened today where They called an emergency protest in New York City. Now, not only were they chanting, I'm not even going to repeat it, but, you know, the from a someplace to a some, they burned the American flag. Now, I'm sorry, Kyle, you have the right to protest. You can hold signs, you can wear shirts, but I think that when you start burning the flag, now you're going into seditious territory. I think these people need to be prosecuted because even though they're protesting, you're kind of threatening, you know, burning the flag. That's, what do you think, Kyle? I think they all need to go to jail. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it so very, very much. Well, you know, I will say this, and I'm not trying to be flip, but, you know, why can't we say, well, this is really triggering. I mean, this is really triggering to American patriots, to people who love their country. You know, I can't imagine if we went to some other country and stood out in the public square and burned their flag. I think there might be kind of a reaction to that. Yes, this is a real controversial issue. And, of course, a lot of times you know who these people are now. I mean, you know exactly where they're coming from. But it is most unfortunate, and certainly, yes, Congress could say, you know, this is going to be an illegal act. I have a feeling, though, it would be challenged ultimately as speech. I don't know that it would pass a Supreme Court test. However, that being said, what Mike is talking about goes to it's very visceral. It goes to the very heart of what it means to have our country and to have those who would come and do such an egregious thing after benefiting so immensely from even being here in this country, whether they were born here or if they immigrated here, what have you. It is an absolute just an affront to everything that America stands for. But at the same time, I'm telling you, it's like we find out who these people are. We find out, you know, exactly where they're coming from. They've identified themselves in terms of where they are politically, and we have to overcome that kind of terrible thought with good. We have to constantly flood everything with the virtues of America. It's very unfortunate, but I know where Mike's anger is. I know exactly where he's coming from. And to burn the flag should be a one-way ticket, you know, out of here into some other country where, you know, if it's so bad here, you know, head over somewhere else and then try that stuff there. Yeah, I know. All right, stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cold is right, I'd leave.
You know, in the course of my travels, I've actually been to at least two flag retirement ceremonies. And this had to do with my son's connection, as he was a Boy Scout for so many years. And we actually had a couple of events where we actually had a retired flags. There is a procedure that you go through, and the scouts would get old flags that weren't going to be flown anymore because they had become tattered and this kind of thing, and they would retire them in the proper way. This is again the way that you do it in order to respect the flag. And, you know, going to Mike's call there in segment number one. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. You know, part of this issue, too, is that we just don't have respect, or we don't, you know, there are those who don't respect, obviously, the flag and what it stands for. And that was one of the great things about being involved in scouting, was that you had this foundation. You had this this idea that, okay, you know, there's a protocol, we're going to treat this a certain way, you know, not because it's a piece of cloth or it's anything, it's an inanimate object, but of what it represents. And so at the very least, there are those out there who are still endeavoring to teach that respect and to pass that on to the next generation. In fact, I have a colleague of mine who gave me one of their flag. They had flown outside of their home, and it had gotten you know old and so forth, and so they gave it to us so that the Girl Scouts could actually retire it as well. They will do the same kind of thing. But I'll tell you, folks, there is a lot of just abject hatred, unfortunately, out there. and especially even people that are here in the United States. And what's happened is they've been given a narrative or a line in many cases. In some cases, they're just anti-U.S. But somewhere down the line, they have decided that America is evil. It does bad things. It's imperialistic. It's this and it's that. And it's not that shining city on a hill. Well, I'll tell you this. Part of this problem that we're dealing with right now, especially when you have such an influx of people that we don't know where they've come from. I'm not talking about people who say, well, you know, I want to get a job and I want to live a better life and this kind of thing, albeit going about it all the wrong way by coming here illegally. But I am talking about there's a host of bad actors. There's a host of evil doers, as it were, that will take advantage of that open border. They'll take advantage of the ability to do this. And this is the kind of thing, even where Lincoln had talked about, nobody could take over the United States by simply, coming to our shores and this kind of thing. But if you do it from within, that's the scary part. And so as these kinds of things fester, yes, it is a major, major concern. And by the way, watching this this footage from the border, from El Paso, Texas, one of the things that went through my mind as these individuals broke through the lines and did exactly what they wanted to do, of course, I think they were eventually stopped altogether. But my thought is that could turn ugly so very quickly, couldn't it? Because the officers there, the agents there, they were just completely overwhelmed. They were completely overwhelmed. And so simply by attrition, if that had turned ugly, then those you could have had a real loss of life, unfortunately. And so this is what the Democrat Party elite are promoting. This is the kind of thing that they want to turn a blind eye to. This is the most shameful thing ever. But unfortunately, folks, it plays into their agenda. But the only good, I think, that can come out of this issue that happened at El Paso would be, again, that most of the American people see this for what it is. They realize this is out of control. There is no border policy in the grand sense other than to serve the agenda of the Democrat Party elite and the far left, and that something has to be done. This kind of thing cannot be allowed to happen, but it is happening. And so obviously more and more has to be done about it. And again, by the way, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about somebody who would go to this extreme and begin tearing down the fencing? And this is a very provocative maneuver. Now, some people say it's all out of desperation and we're keeping them out and this kind of thing. But at the same time, it does show a lot of character, doesn't it? Or the lack thereof. And it makes you wonder, is this the best thing for our country? So, again, there should be orderly immigration. I think most Americans agree upon that. There needs to be some kind of way to regulate it. But right now, of course, and by the way, it's not broken. And so I don't want to misspeak, by the way. There is a way to regulate it. The system is not broken. That's a yarn that's told to us by the Democrat Party elite in the far left. That's the yarn that's told to us. And what happens is then they want to say, well, we have to get more legislation and do all these other things while, of course, basically paying a tribute to their particular agenda. All right. John in Sarasota has given us a call here on this Friday morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. Excuse me. You know, here in Florida, we have what's called the Castle Law, Stand Your Ground.
Right.
So, in other words, if I put up a sign that says no trespassing and you decide to come onto my property and cause me harm, I have the right to do what I need to do to defend myself.
Right.
And with that being said, El Paso is the least of our concern. The cartel is flying them in now on planes.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you a question. If we go down to the border and we put tanks and we put military, in our own country rather than supporting Ukraine and rather than fighting a war that's bleeding us dry financially. And I think that's what Putin has planned for us. He's gonna let the United States bleed itself dry financially, because nobody's going to win that war. That war has to end in a stalemate, like the Korean War,
right?
Possibly, unless he decides to use, you know, low-level nukes. But we need to bring the military. We need to bring the hardware. We need to bring in what we need to do to close our borders. You ask how I feel about it, that's how I feel about it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not about loss of life, but you know what? We have rules. We have laws in place. And there's a reason. And if it becomes lawless, like it is in Chicago, in California, in other cities, we're never going to be able to stop this, Kyle, even if Donald Trump wins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, rather than worry about the next bill to fund Ukraine, you know, in all seriousness, this is really a situation that's getting out of hand. And, yeah, that's what I think needs to be done.
Well, I think that something more massive like you're talking about, I mean, there has to be some kind of intimidation factor that happens as well. You know, I mean, this is, you know, again, if you simply have enough people to come in at a breaking point, you know, this, it's dangerous in and of itself.
How about an Abrams A1A tank?
Right. Well, but yeah, but what you're talking about too is you've got the cartels. They find ways to smuggle and so forth. This got to be comprehensive, and there's got to be some real consequences if you're found. You know, oh, you came into the United States illegally. We're not going to give you a court date 7 years from now. There has to be a much faster way of taking care of that. Otherwise, there are no consequences, and everybody just says, it's cost of doing business. It'll eventually play out, and they'll probably forget about me or not file the paperwork.
How about when they were talking to, what's his name, Bobulinski?
Yeah.
And he's telling them they need to bring in the DOJ, they need to bring in the FBI, they need to bring in all these things to look at the situation.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you
why don't we just get the diabetic to run the bakery?
Good point. As always, John, great to talk with you. Thanks for calling this morning. I know we'll talk again real soon, my friend.
Thank you, Kyle.
Good. Take care. All right, folks, off to a great start this morning. Yes, it is a bad situation. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following those discussions in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. According to a new report, about 47% of prisons across the United States are located downstream from water reservoirs that are potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals. That is according to the report in the American Journal of Public Health. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, maybe at the same time when the Democrats are having their borderless convention, as we were suggesting in the first hour, and I love what Mike and Clearwater said, we'll just have the convention at the border. I love it. And there are no tickets. There's nothing. There's just an open door policy for your convention. And by the way, anybody can come in and be a delegate. How about that? Yeah, we don't need to go through this delegate process, do we? We don't have to have some kind of strict protocol about how people can come in and vote at the convention, right? I mean, that seems to be kind of, you know, disenfranchising, doesn't it? And so at any rate, while they're having the borderless convention, they could. And there's an interesting opinion piece, by the way, today in the Wall Street Journal that talks about having a brokered convention that could happen, or, you know, this laying out the scenario that could eventually replace Joe Biden on the ticket. It's a very interesting article. It actually talks about how this sort of same thing sort of happened back in 1860 when Abraham Lincoln was brought up to become the nominee. But I digress. But the idea, of course, is, yes, they could have a brokered convention, but here's what they could do, and this would solve a lot of problems for them, and that is just nominate Hunter Biden for president. Wait a minute, because they'd have the perfect campaign slogan in the history of the universe, and that would be, keep it in the family, okay? I'm just saying, you know, and then Hunter Biden could pardon, he'd be a, you know, they couldn't prosecute him for a while, and he could pardon his father, and it's, you know, I know. Don't worry. No, they're not going to take this advice. They're not going to actually do that. They're not going to take my advice on that. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is Friday, and we love to have fun on Friday, by the way. If you couldn't tell already, you know, we love to have fun on this program a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. Keep you entertained a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. And, of course, we do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. That's our job. And by the way, it's the best job in the world, I will tell you that. And I do have you to thank for that. And also, good morning to Richard the Marine, listening to us from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees and showers. And some very kind words. I appreciate it so much, Richard. He says, thank you for a great broadcast last night. We need to keep our country in prayer. It's ugly out there. We will win. Well, and I agree. That's a huge component of this, isn't it? It's a huge, huge component of this. So very well said. I appreciate that so much, Richard. And Simplify, right back at you. And folks, of course, if you want to send in a direct message this morning, you can do so anytime. Simply head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you'll be off and running from there. Okay, we have so much to talk about on the program this morning. I really like the start that we've got, talking about this issue in El Paso, talking about the flag issue, the border issue in general. These are some of the things, and it may be one of the paramount things, by the way, that is going to affect voters, especially voters who might be registered Democrats and who might be registered independents. In a little bit, we have a great soundbite. This is from Arizona. It's a CBS report. It's very illuminating in terms of how certain voters may be looking at President Trump, voters that voted for him before but are now undecided. So some very interesting things that are said. But, of course, the whole idea is that I think that immigration is going to be paramount in so many voters' minds, because we are seeing all of these ramifications of what it means to have such an influx of illegal immigration. There is no, orderly fashion to it. It completely lends itself to what you might call balkanization. You have enclaves that occur. It's no longer being e pluribus unum. It's no longer from many one. What happens is it's so fragmented and it's so segmented and it's so niched out that, you know, there could be no unity of purpose. Number one, because you've come to the country illegally, right? That's the first part. But again, what happens is you try to make sure people, and this from the left, by the way, you try to make sure people constantly are separate, right? That they don't like each other. They don't want to know more about each other. The cultures have to remain, you know, there have to be, you know, in other words, we have no borders for our country, but there have to be these strict borders for a culture. And what that does, again, there's no more interaction in the grand sense. And so people get fearful and they get upset and they constantly are at each other's throats. That's the recipe for the far left in order to divide and conquer. It's just that simple. You know, when I was growing up, you knew people who had different cultural backgrounds, right? They came from the, quote, old country, or their parents or their grandparents did, you know. And so and they might have even spoken a different language at home with the grandparents and this kind of thing. But everybody that I knew, everybody that we interacted with, everybody seemed to want to be part of America. They consider themselves Americans. And they wanted to do these things. That is so, so very, very important. And when we lose that, when it becomes, well, I don't want to be an American, because being an American means, you know, all these bad things. And there was, you know, these problems in our past, which everybody knew about, by the way. When I was growing up, I knew all the bad things, quote unquote, about America. But I also knew this, because I grew up in the shadow of the Civil Rights Movement, Dr. Martin Luther King, and the what we were thinking about this country was that this country always moves in the right moral direction, that wrongs are righted, that things get better, that things can get better for everyone, no matter what your skin color is or any of these kinds of things, because that's the promise of America. And I remember when Ronald Reagan came into power and so forth, there was in my opinion, there was a great feeling that you're going to have a rising tide here. It's going to lift all boats. And we had a real similar feeling, I think, under Donald Trump. Now, of course, the media tries to make sure that everything is, no, Donald Trump is bad. He called everybody of this and of that. And Donald Trump, the newest thing is he despises Latinos. He doesn't despise Latinos, my friends. You know, this kind of stuff, again, it just goes to my point. It's about dividing and conquering. It's about making sure people can't get along. It's making sure they don't want to get along. Because the left, the far left, knows this. They know that the promise of America, the great vision of America, is so sweet and it is so compelling that it literally sells itself. It sells itself. And that's why they have to constantly drag it down. That's why they have to constantly make sure that you have every reason under the sun to hate your country and to hate what it does and to hate any kind of connection with other like-minded individuals on planet Earth. It's just that simple. All right, folks, we're revving up this morning on this Friday. Can we rev it up a little bit more? I think so. Here we go. 60 seconds. Todd in Tampa, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, the American people. Like I said before, who's the idiot that's voting for a Democrat? Tuesday in Ohio, I hope you vote for this guy Marino, because Dan DeWine is another fake Republican as the governor, and I hope we can get this this new senator over here and go from there in the primary. So that's number one. Number two, Donald, let me tell you something. Okay, to your face, because I don't believe in talking behind your back. There's only two people that should be vice president, me or Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Okay, because nobody knows how to articulate the conservative position better than me in 60 seconds, and nobody stabbed you in the back. I called you 40 times before you stepped on the escalator on your first trip down dead, and you won in a landslide victory. Okay, so I'm the only one that's been with loyal to you, and you don't have to worry about Mike Pence and all the rest of the Judases that are in Washington, D.C., the Mitch McConnells, all the fake phonies that are out there. Okay? Nobody loves America. Nobody loves the Lord. Tim Tebow don't love Jesus more than me. Okay? Stand up right. And now we got boxing, being transgender. I don't want to watch boxing no more. Stand up for your kids, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up for Jesus and stand up for our cops in America. Peace.
All right. Well, I did not know that about Tom. All right. We're coming right back, everybody. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
One way.
And we have so much more to do here on the Friday edition. Hour number one is literally flown by. I can't even explain it. But, boy, I think we're off to really a great start this morning. And we appreciate you being there. We're glad to be here, by the way. And this is the part of the program where we take a look at some of the national weather, but not before we play a great song to keep you going through the overnight hours in America. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network, by the way. And GCN, of course, sends out our program to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. And we want to thank everybody at GCN working so hard for the show. It is much appreciated. And I got to tell you, folks, we are excited about what's happening with this here program. We really, really are. And I'll tell you something else. You know, we've got, when we play our songs now in hour number one and hour two, this segment of the hour number one and hour two, we've got Country Music Monday. We've got Times Two Tuesday. That means that we could play an artist, same artist, both hours, but different songs and maybe something that's off the beaten path from them. And then we got Rewind Wednesday, thanks to Driver Ron for that. It's Throwback Thursday, thanks to Ron as well for that great suggestion. And again, great minds think alike. We were thinking already Throwback Thursday. And then, of course, for Friday, what to do with Friday? Well, Friday's going to be kind of a day where we can kind of play anything we want, like just whatever sort of comes to mind. It doesn't have to be a specific genre or a time frame or anything like that. So we settled on now, and I kind of like it. It's just Freedom Friday. We're free to play whatever we want. So we're going to start out this morning. I love this song by Bob Seger, and I think it kind of gets us going this morning. We got a by request next hour, by the way. But this one's going to get us going here in hour number one. This is Bob Seger, and this is Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Doing that because this does get us going on this Friday morning edition of the program. Everybody, Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back. And I think that kind of gets us going. And I had the mic down, so you couldn't hear me drumming on the desk. I was just doing that the whole time. And I tell you, when some of these songs come on, I just kind of sit there and I just kind of enjoy them right along with you. And we thought, well, we'll get some rock and roll happening this morning on Freedom Friday for music, and we can play. That means we're free to play anything we want. And if you'd love to give us a request, we'd love to hear from you. By the way, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, and you are more than welcome to send us a direct message regarding stuff you hear about on the program, stuff you'd like to opine about, and or songs that you'd like to hear. All right, let's take a look at some of the national weather happening out there on this Friday morning. This from the National Weather Service. Early spring heavy snows are expected from the upper Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes, northern New York State into northern New England. Widespread wet weather expected from East Texas, across the South, much of Florida, by the way, for our friends in Florida, and the Eastern Seaboard. The beginning of a wet pattern for the Pacific Northwest. Okay, watch out, Richard the Marine, Joan, in the listener Joan in Seattle, and also south into northern to central California. All right. Well, I see the forecast, by the way, that looks like it's even in Southern California we'll have rain maybe Saturday and Sunday, sort of depending. Some of that is still looks like it might be in flux. But right now, right around Houston, Texas this morning, we see a lot of lightning on the map. So lots and lots of lightning there. So be very, very careful in that area. This is going to head up. The rain's going to head up through Nacogdoches. I've been to Nacogdoches. I think I mentioned that before. Been to Tyler. And on up through into southeastern Oklahoma and parts of western Arkansas this morning. Also, our friends in Louisiana, around Cameron and Jennings, looks like you've got rain, also lightning in that area. And this is also going to head on up through all the way up through Alexandria, up through Winnsboro as well, and then into parts of southern Arkansas. Central Tennessee looks like you've got, more western Tennessee. You've got rain in that area right now. This is going to be south of Nashville, by the way. That's what we see on the radar map there. But for our friends in Florida, okay, this is where we got lots and lots of rain. We've got, this is going to start up around Perry and Live Oak, come down through Gainesville. This is all along the coast as well. Ocala, down through Spring Hill. And for all of our friends in Tampa, you've got rain on the radar map right now. So it's likely raining a lot for our friends in Tampa. Looks like Sarasota proper. Looks like they're kind of clear right now for you. But there's just a little bit of gap there between Tampa and down towards Port Charlotte, where you've got more rain going on down towards Golden Gate. Lots and lots of rain out in the Gulf. So, I mean, this could continue on for some time. And so I bet our friends in Sarasota this morning might also be seeing that rain falling out of the sky before too long. So batten down the hatches, friends, because we want you to be safe, of course. As you heard, Pacific Northwest, looks like we've got some rain, a little bit of rain near Seattle. Not a lot right now, but off the coast, that's definitely the case, encroaching onto the coast there of Washington, just west of Seattle. And then right now, the southern part of the Oregon coast, looks like you've got some rain coming ahead, coming on shore there. So be careful. And then rounding everything out, our friends in Minnesota, especially our friends at GCN, you probably got snow in that area. It's all through St. Paul, over through most of Wisconsin, down through Milwaukee and Chicago, heading over towards Michigan as well. UP looks pretty clear. But parts of southern Michigan, Kalamazoo and Jackson, it looks like you've got snow this morning, and parts of northern Illinois as well, you've got some snow. So be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece. And, so bundle up, get some hot chocolate or something, or some other snack food, whatever you like, because we're coming back for hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Coming up to the top of the hour news, we'll get updated on everything, then we'll come back and talk about everything. As this Friday edition continues, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.